Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're Maseches Ksubos Daf Mem Aleph, the end of the third parak, Eilin Na'aros. The Zichud Maseches Ksubos program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Hachzachas Torah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, Ha'omer Petisi Es Bito Shel Poni Mishalm Boshus Bekam Api Atzmo Ve'ei Mishalm Knas. One who says, I seduced Poni's daughter, pays for Boshus and Bekam, but does not pay the Knas. Rashi explains that we learn Modeh B'Knas Patra, that one who admits on his own to a fine is patur from paying the fine, from the pasuk that if he pays double, Asher Yarshiun Elohim, whom the judges find guilty, from which we learn, not one who makes himself guilty. The Gemara notes that the Mishnah does not go according to the Tana of a Braisa who taught. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Shimon, a seducer who confesses, af boches begam enu mishalm al piyatzmo, even boches and begam he does not pay. For he's not believed to discredit the daughter of Poni, which Rashi explains to mean that we do not give him a platform to say a bad report about her, that she engages in immoral activities. Rapapa asks the Abaya, what would be the halacha if it was acceptable to the girl to suffer a bad reputation in order to receive the boshes begum? And the Gemara answers that perhaps it's not acceptable to her father. And even if it was, perhaps it's not acceptable to members of the family. Rashi explains that it's not for Basin to do something that will sustain the family's embarrassment. And even if it was acceptable to them, it's impossible that there's not one family member in a distant land for whom it's not acceptable. Point number two, the Gemara brings the Machlokas regarding chetzi nezek, half damages, which are paid when a shor tum damages. Palgan nizka, half damages, Rav Papa said. Palgan nizka mamona, half damages are a payment of damages. And Rav Huna, Brei Rav Yeshua says, Palgan nizka knasa, half damages are knas. Rav Papa said that they are payment for damages because he holds, Stam shvarim lav bechezka shimor kaimi. Ordinary oxen are not in a guarded state with respect to Gorim. Ubedinhu de Mishal Makule. And the din is that really the owner should pay full damages. But the merciful one took pity on him and only makes him pay half because his ox has not yet been warned. Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua said that half damages are kanas because he holds stam shvarim bechezka shimor kaimi. Ordinary oxen are in a guard state. And the din is that the person should not have to pay at all. But the merciful one penalized him in order that he should guard his ox even further. The Gemara will successfully challenge the position that chetzi nezek is kanas, but will ultimately rule that it is in fact a kanas. And point number three, the Gemara states that now that it has been established that chetzi nezek is a kanas, in the case of a dog that killed and ate a sheep, which Rashi explains means that it choked live sheep and ate them, or a cat that killed and ate large chickens, Mashunahu v'lo magbinim b'bavel. It's a case of unusual damage, and we do not collect it in Bavel. Collection of a kanas requires judges with smicha, and smicha can only be given in Eretz Yisrael. But if the damaged party seized property of the owner of the dog or cat, we do not take it away from him. And if the damaged party said to the Beis Din, set a date for me to go to Eretz Yisrael to present the case in a Beis Din with Dayanim who have smicha, the Beis Din sets a date for him. And if the damager does not go by that date, we place a ban on him. People cannot go within his Dalet Amos, nor eat and drink with him. And regardless of whether the damaged party requests to go to Eretz Yisrael, we order the defendant, under threat of a ban, to destroy the animal. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The next Mishnah states, Omer Petisi Es Bito Shel Poni Mishalm Boshus Bekam Al Pi Atzmo Ve'ei Mishalm Knas. One who says, I seduced Poni's daughter, pays for Boshus Bekam, but does not pay the Knas. Rashi explains that we learn Modeh B'Knas Patra, that one who admits on his own to a fine is patur from paying the fine, from the pasuk that if he pays double, Asher Yarshiun Elohim, whom the judges find guilty, from which we learn, not one who makes himself guilty. The Gemara notes that the Mishnah does not go according to the Tana of a Braisa who taught. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Shimon, a seducer who confesses, af boches begam enu mishalm al piyatzmo, even boches and begam he does not pay. For he's not believed to discredit the daughter of Poni, which Rashi explains to mean that we do not give him a platform to say a bad report about her, that she engages in immoral activities. Rav Papa asks the Abaya, what would be the halacha if it was acceptable to the girl to suffer a bad reputation in order to receive the boshes begum? And the Gemara answers that perhaps it's not acceptable to her father. And even if it was, perhaps it's not acceptable to members of the family. Rashi explains that it's not for Beis Din to do something that will sustain the family's embarrassment. And even if it was acceptable to them, it's impossible that there's not one family member in a distant land for whom it's not acceptable. Point number two, the Gemara brings the Machlokas regarding chetzi nezek, half damages, which are paid when a shor tum damages. Pogonisca half damages, Rapapa said. Pogonisca mamona, half damages are a payment of damages. And Rapuna braid of Yeshua says, Pogonisca kanasa, half damages are kanas. Rapapa said that they are payment for damages because he holds, Stam shvarim lav becheska shimor kaimi. Ordinary oxen are not in a guarded state with respect to gorim. Ubedinhu de mashal makule. And the din is that really the owner should pay full damages. Brachmanu hu dechais lave de katilo yadi tore. But the merciful one took pity on him and only makes him pay half because his ox has not yet been warned. Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua said that half damages are kanas because he holds stam shvarim bechezka shimur kaimi. Ordinary oxen are in a guard state. And the din is that the person should not have to pay at all. But the merciful one penalized him in order that he should guard his ox even further. The Gemara will successfully challenge the position that chetzi nezek is kanas, but will ultimately rule that it is in fact a kanas. And point number three, the Gemara states that now that it has been established that chetzi nezek is a kanas, in the case of a dog that killed and ate a sheep, which Rashi explains means that it choked live sheep and ate them, or a cat that killed and ate large chickens, Meshunahu v'lo makbinim b'bavel. It's a case of unusual damage, and we do not collect it in Bavel. Collection of a kanas requires judges with smicha, and smicha can only be given in Eretz Yisrael. But if the damaged party seized property of the owner of the dog or cat, we do not take it away from him. And if the damaged party said to the Beis Din, set a date for me to go to Eretz Yisrael to present the case in a Beis Din with Dayanim who have smicha, the Beis Din sets a date for him. And if the damager does not go by that date, Mishamtinumle, we place a ban on him. People cannot go within his Dalet Amos, nor eat and drink with him. And regardless of whether the damaged party requests to go to Eretz Yisrael, we order the defendant, under threat of a ban, to destroy the animal. All right, so now we go to our Simmer Daf Mem Aleph, and our standard Simmon is a Ma, and we use a grandma to make it a little more distinct. So here goes. The grandma who told Beis Din she would certainly object if they let a mafata ruin her granddaughter's wonderful reputation was incensed when Beis Din informed her she owed chetzi nezek as a kanas because her ox gored, and that she had a court date in Eretz Yisrael because her kitty cat was a killer and eating large chickens. Once again, slow motion. The grandma, that must have warned off Mem Aleph. The grandma who told Beis Din she would certainly object if they let a mafata ruin her granddaughter's wonderful reputation, which reminds us, the next mission which states, the one who says, I seduced Pony's daughter, pays for Bosh's begum, but does not pay the knus, does not go according to the Tana of Bepraisu taught, that a mafata confesses, even Bosh's begum he doesn't have to pay, for he's not believed to discredit the daughter of Pony. Rapapa asked the Baya, what would be the halach if it was acceptable to the girl to suffer a bad reputation in order to receive the Bosh's begum? And the Gemara answers that perhaps it's not acceptable to her father. And even if it was, perhaps it's not acceptable to members of the family. Rashi explains that it's not for Beis Din to do something that will sustain the family's embarrassment. And even if it was acceptable to them, it's impossible there's not one family member in a distant land for whom it's not acceptable. So the grandma who told Beis Din she would certainly object if they let a mafata ruin her granddaughter's wonderful reputation was incensed when Beis Din informed her she owed chetzi nezek as a kanas because her ox gored, which reminds us, Gemara brings malchokas regarding chetzi nezek, half damages which are paid when a short tum damages. Rapapa said, Palganiska mamona, half damages are payment of damages. Rav Huda Breda Rav Yeshua says, Palganiska kanasa, half damages are kanas. So the grandma told Beis Din she would certainly object if they let a mafata ruin her granddaughter's wonderful reputation was incensed when Beis Din informed her she owed chetzi nezek as a kanas because her ox gored, and that she had a court date in Eretz Yisrael because her kitty cat was a killer and eating large chickens, which reminds us. The Gemara states that now that it has been established that chetzi nezek is a kanas, in the case of a dog that killed and ate a sheep, or a cat that killed and ate large chickens, it's a case of unusual damage and we do not collect it in Bavel. Collection of kanas requires dayanim with smicha, and smicha can only be given in Eretz Yisrael. But if the damaged party sees property of the owner of the dog or cat, we do not take it away from him. And if the damaged party said to Beis Din, set a date for me to go to Eretz Yisrael to present the case in Beis Din with dayanim who have smicha, the courts set a date for him. And if the damager doesn't go by that date, mishamtinumle, we place a ban on him. So once again, the grandma told Beis Din she would certainly object if they let a mafata ruin her granddaughter's wonderful reputation was incensed when Beis Din informed her she owed chetzi nezek as a kanas because her ox gored, and that she had a court date in Eretz Yisrael because her kitty cat was a killer and eating large chickens. All right, now it's time for four blah bach chazara. Daf Lamed Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Lamed Zayin is laser tag. So here goes. The referees at the fierce Kamli Badarabimine laser tag tournament between one Chayiv Misa and another Chayiv Malkus, which reminds us, the Gemara explains why there are two sources for the principle of Kamli Badarabimine, one for Chayiv Misa and the other for Chayiv Malkus. So the referees at the fierce Kamli Badarabimine laser tag tournament between one Chayiv Misa and another Chayiv Malkus, who refused to take atonement money for murderers facing execution, which reminds us, the Gemara explains why it was necessary to teach that a murderer Mamezid can't give kofar atonement money to redeem his life, and also to teach separately that one who kills Beshogig and sent to an Ir Miklat can't give kofar and redeem his life. So the referees at the Kamli Badarabimine laser tag tournament between one Chayiv Misa and another Chayiv Malkus, who refused to take atonement money for murderers facing execution or heading to the Ari Miklat, declared the one who zapped his opponent in the neck the victor, since he chose a Misa Yafa. Which reminds us, the Gemara explains that those executed with Saif are executed with a sword to the neck, and that it's learned from the Parsha of Egel Arufa, but we don't learn from that Parsha that it's with an axe and at the back of the neck, because we learn from the pasuk of Vahavta Recha Kamocha that we must choose a Misa Yafa, a more favorable death. Daf Lamed Ches. So the Simmer Daf Lamed Ches is a Devar Lach, and we use chicken soup. So here goes. The Nari eating from a bowl of comforting chicken soup, that must mean we're on Daf Lamed Ches, a Devar Lach. The Na'ara eating from a bowl of comforting chicken soup after being engaged, divorced, and then violated, which reminds us of the Malchus between Yossi Agali and Rabbi Akiva, whether a Na'ara that was engaged, divorced, and then violated receives a Knas. The Malchus is based on how they understand the Pasuk of Asherlo Arasa, who was not engaged. So the Na'ara eating from a bowl of comforting chicken soup after being engaged, divorced, and then violated, that she bought with the 50 silver shkalim she had been given, which reminds us, we discussed where we learned that a ma'anis and mafata must pay 50 silver shkalim, whether it's from the Gezer Shava of Asher Lo Arasa in the parshios of the ma'anis and mafata, or according to Rabbi Yossi HaGalili, from the pasuk of Kesev Yishkol Kamoha Basulos. So the Na'ara eating from a bowl of comforting chicken soup after being engaged, divorced, and then violated, that she bought with the 50 silver shkalim she had been given, sent a bowl over to the distraught father of a Na'ara Basul who died after being violated, since he received nothing. Which reminds us, Abaye said, Ba'alel Mesa Pater, if one violated a Na'ara Basul and she died before the violator was sued by the father and found liable by Basin, he's Pater from payment, for the Pasuk states, V'nasan La'viha Na'ara, and he, referring to the violator, shall give to the father of the Na'ara 50 silver coins. The superfluous expression of Na'ara teaches that the fine is paid to the father of the Na'ara, V'lola Avi Mesa, and not to the father of a deceased girl. The Gemara says that what was obvious to Abaye was the basis of a question for Rabba. Daf Lamed Tes. So the Simmer Daf Lamed Tes is a letter, and we often use a mailman. So here goes. The mailman, that must mean we're on Daf Lamed Tes, letter. The mailman who delivered the Knas package to the Na'ara, who got married after she was violated, which reminds us, Rabba asked Abaye, Ba'al Ha'vin Yis'ar Samah, what's the halacha if one violated a Na'ara and she became engaged before the violator was found guilty? Abaye answered, the pasuk does not say, V'nasan la'viha Na'ara, Ashur la'arusa, and the violator shall give to the father of the Na'ara who was not engaged. And this is different from the case where she got married. For just as her becoming a bogeris removes a daughter from her father's ushus, and marriage removes her from her father's ushus, then just as in the case of a bogeris where one violates her as a Na'ara and she becomes a bogeris, before judgment she gets the kenas, so too in the case of her marrying she gets the kenas. But with regard to kedushin, she's not completely removed from her father's ushus, in that her father and her husband can annul her nadarim. So the mailman who delivered the Knas package to the Na'ara, who got married after she was violated, along with a big poster from Basin, listing the differences between Ha'onis and the Mafata, which reminds us, the next Mishnah lists the differences between Ha'onis and the Mafata in terms of the payments that are made and when they must marry the woman. So the mailman who delivered the Knas package to the Na'ara, who got married after she was violated, along with a big poster from Basin, listing the differences between Ha'onis and the Mafata, overheard her tell her father she was so grateful he prevented her marriage to the one who violated her from happening. Which reminds us, it was taught in the Braisa, in both cases of the seducer and the violator, both she and her father can prevent the marriage from taking place. The Gemara asks, where is it known that the father can block the marriage if she's violated? Abaye answered, Shol Yechota Niskar. It's logical that the sinner should not be rewarded for his sin. And Rava said, it's a Kal Vachomer. If in the case of the seducer who only went against the will of the father, both the girl and the father can prevent the marriage, then all the more so with the violator who went against the will of the father and the daughter, he or she can prevent the marriage. Daf Mem. So the Simmer Daf Mem is a swimming pool. So here goes. When the Nara Mamzeres was instructed to say she doesn't want to marry her violator, he dove into the pool. Pool? That must be on Daf Mem, Maim, swimming pool. When the Nara Mamzeres was instructed to say she doesn't want to marry her violator, which reminds us, if one violates a woman who is unfit to marry a Jew, such as a Mamzeres, he's not permitted to keep her, for the Pasuk states, Belo siyeh le'isha, and she shall be to him a wife, which implies Isha harui lo, a woman who is fit for marriage to him. Rav Kahana said that he said the following argument in the presence of Rav Zvi from Narda, Nese asiva nidche losase, let the asiva is marrying her, bidoche, the losase of not marrying a woman who is not fit to marry. Rav Zvi responded that we say, ase doche losase, in cases like Mila and Saras, where it's impossible to choose not to fulfill the ase. But here, although the violator has the mitzvah to marry the woman, if she says, I do not want him as a husband, is there any mitzvah's ase at all? Rashi explains that in all cases of unfit women, we instruct them to say she doesn't want the violator to be a husband, so that there is no mitzvah's ase. So when the Nara Mamzeres was instructed to say she doesn't want to marry her violator, he dove into the pool to escape the boshes of begum payments, which are not included in the kanas. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks, why not say that the 50 slime is the payment for kanas, boshes, and begum? Abai answers that the pasuk states that the violator pays a kanas tachas hasher inot because he has afflicted her, which implies that they are paid specifically because he violated her. And besides this payment for affliction, there are additional payments of boshes begum. Rava gives an alternative answer from the pasuk that states, "Vanasana isha shochev yimal la'avi hanara chamishim kesef." The man who lay with her shall give the father of the girl 50 silver shekels. This implies hanos shchiva chamishim, that for the pleasure of lying with her, he pays 50 shekels of the father. But called the ekev boshes begum. From here we can infer that there are additional payments of embarrassment and depreciation. So when the Nara Mamzeres was instructed to say she does not want to marry her violator, he dove into the pool to escape the boshes begum payments, which are not included in the kanas, but was captured by her father, who was eager to receive them and was planning to marry her off to a mukoshrin, which reminds us. It's logical that boshes and begum go to the father, for if he wishes, he can give her over to a man who is repulsive, or a mukoshrin, afflicted with boils. Rashi explains that it's in the father's rishus to embarrass her and appreciate her value through relations with a repulsive person in exchange for the kedusha money. So since the violator preempted the father by embarrassing her and depreciating her value, he causes the father to lose out from the money he could have received. All right, now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which step do we learn? A nar who gets engaged after she is violated, the father keeps the knas, but if she gets married, she gets to keep it. That's on Daf Lamed Tes. Good. Number 2. Which step do we learn? Boshes and begum are not included in the knas payment. That's on Daf Mem. Good. Number 3. Which thing when Abai said that the father of Anar who was violated but died before Beis Din Paskin does not receive the Knas? That's on Daf Lamed Ches. Good. Number 4. Which thing when according to one Tana, a Mefat who confesses does not pay Boshes Begum because Beis Din does not give him a platform to ruin the girl's reputation? That's on Daf Memov. Good. Number 5. Which of the when we instruct a woman who cannot marry her violator, such as a mamzeres, to say she does not want to marry him, and this is not a case of asedoche losase? That's on Daf Mem. Good. Number 6. Which of the when the father can block the marriage in the case of a onus as well, according to Abaya, Shloye Chota Niskar, and according to Rava, based on the Kal Vachomer? That's on Daf Lamentas. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do Machus Rav Papa and Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua if Chetzi Nezek is Mamona or Kanas? That's on Daf Mem Alef. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we have a question where we learn out the Kanas of 50 silver shkalim? That's on Daf Lamentas. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we learn Boshes and Magam go to the father since he's the one losing out, since he could have married her off to a Manuvo or a Mukhashkin? That's on Daf Mem. Good. And number 10. Which of the one that since a Beis Din and Bavel cannot judge cases of Kanas, if the damaged party wants, they can set a court date in Eretz Yisrael? That's on Daf Mem of. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldem Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.